This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yo, everybody, I am, you know, I've got to be honest with y'all. It's crazy. Your boy been going through some things, all right? So my computer all of a sudden decided that it needed to do an update, right? Okay, so with that being said, the update happened to take a whole hour. Can you imagine that, yo? Like, a whole hour for an update. It made me late and everything. But I see that there's still a few people in here, man. So thank y'all, man. I definitely appreciate y'all for hanging out anyway. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on your boy to get in here so we could chop it up, right? Thank y'all. Right? Because it's crazy. Technical issues. Technical issues had your boy sitting out here wondering if I'm going to even be able to do the show tonight. That's one thing about when you go live. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff happened and you got to be prepared at all times. But again, like I said, thank y'all for waiting around. Thank y'all for jumping on. I had some things I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I don't have a guest tonight. I'm pretty much booked up with guests going all the way out into September. So I kind of wanted to just do a little continuation of what we talked about before. But before I get into all that, I just want to say thank y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? To all the people that download the audio version of this podcast, man, y'all are the real MVPs. And I definitely appreciate y'all, man. Y'all on Spotify, y'all on Apple Music, y'all, and I definitely Amazon, and I definitely appreciate it. Okay. I know a lot of times when I say it, I'd be like, yo, I'd be talking to some of the most interesting people in the world. And I also be saying like, yo, how our reach is growing in different countries and areas as well, too. So I got a guy coming on soon, man, from the UK. We're going to come on and we're going to chop it up. The guy's been catching, you know, our program out there. And what I mean by that is that they've been downloading the audio version. So coming to find me on Facebook, and then we connected that way. So look, all I can say is that slow motion is better than no motion. I know people be expecting every time they, you know, whatever they do when it comes to this stuff, man, that they supposed to just blow as soon as they do it. But I'm telling you, with a lot of consistency, you know, it'll turn around, because I'm almost close to 100 episodes. Right? That's crazy. Like, and when September get here, like in those shows in September, going throughout September, I'll be at 100 shows so far. And I think that's dope. Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? To technically be, you know what I mean? Be able to roll like that in a way where, you know, you just continue to, you know, see yourself grow. And I think it's important. So thank y'all, man, for just reaching out to your boy, wanting to tell your stories and share your stories, because it's dope. And I got some real interesting stories coming up. Not even going to lie to y'all. It's crazy. The show we had last week, we was talking about Freemasonry. I just started dropping the clips of that, but the whole show is on our YouTube channel, Sparking Conversation on YouTube. So if y'all guys want to go check that out and get some a little bit more information on that, then let's do that. All right? So thank y'all to all y'all that clicked the links in the description too. Want to make sure I get that out there. Double salute to y'all. I appreciate that for sure. Investors, all the people that have been sitting up here, they've been hitting me up talking about, Rob, what we need to invest in, what we need to invest in. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't want to give y'all that answer. But what I will say is that if you do your research on things, it'll definitely come up. And, you know, I talk about stocks. I talk about crypto. I talk about a few other things, mainly investing in yourself, right? But for the most part, I talk about these things in a way because I had to do my research about them. And, you know, doing my research led me into understanding what the difference is, right? Because what we have failed to realize is that it's really our mindset that keep us in a poor state. It's not necessarily where we could blame our jobs or we could blame our environment. We got to blame the way we think, because technically, if we start looking at money for what is really used or what the real purpose of money is, then I think we'd be able to come to some type of conclusion, because technically, a lot of people like to think that their money is just made for their bills. They go to work, they pay bills. That's just what they do with their money. That's all it's about, is paying bills. And then you got those people who feel like, you know, long as they pay their bills and they're able to take care of the people around them, that's what their money is for. And then I'll be thinking like, damn, you know, when it comes down to the wealthy, they don't think that way. What they do is they use money to make more money. They don't use time for money. Like, they don't exchange time for money. And I know some of y'all are like, yeah, but they wealthy already. But they ain't always start there. Like, people, it's a misconception in this country where they think that, you know, depending on what your skin color is, that means you automatically, you know what I'm saying, was really getting to it, or you really got those opportunities. Now, I ain't going to say that based on your skin color, you don't have more opportunities based on those that own the industry. Remember, these people who got a different skin tone than me and all the ones that complain like me, y'all got to remember, you know, these people, they the ones that create the businesses. So they going to hire their own people. Like, we keep getting upset about not being invited to somebody else's table. And I think that's one of the downfalls to our community as well, is that we still trying to sit at other people's table instead of building our own. And I thought about that table thing too. Like, what is a table? Like, what is a chair? Like, anything that people give, I mean, they believe in it. Like, when a person sits down in a chair, they got belief that that chair going to hold them and it ain't going to move. It ain't going to do nothing. But I think about all the things that we consider sturdy, whether it's our vehicle, whether it's our homes, everything has four. Everything has four corners. Everything, look, it's four legs. Even for us, like, as human beings, even though we walk upright, we need our head, we need our legs and our arms. We need all four. Like, we need these four appendages in order for us to really be able to maintain everything that we need to do. Anything that we create by either going to it, to learn about it, or using our hands to make it. So either way it go, the teamwork is what makes it sturdy, right? The people that work together, it makes it sturdy. And you got to find out, too, in that same whole same context, what a friend really is. So before we get into all that, and I get into these videos, because I really didn't have time to line the videos up because the way my, you know, my computer life was set up, but we're going to get through it anyway, all right? But before we get into that, there's a couple of things I need to address from last week, right? Like we always do. First thing that we're going to address is, yeah, I get it. You know, I understand how people really don't get context. I get it. You know what I mean? It's all love. It's really dope. It's a thing that people either could grow from, or it's a thing where
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If a person is just stuck in that one particular space, it's just, it just kind of helps you know, like, yo, I don't need to be around these people. And I don't know why we ain't in that same vibe. Like, I think that is cooler when you don't feel like you got to be around certain people. Like, you don't need to be around everybody. And it's a certain thing when people say they be tolerating people. That's corny, too. Like, you don't have to tolerate people. Like, if a person's vibe is not matching your vibe, if it ain't something that you have to do to be around them, you could choose not to, right? So the people that comment on the clips we put up, I encourage y'all to continue to do that. I'm not one of them that's going to be like, yo, just because it may be negative, I'm going to be like, yo, don't comment on my shit. Don't be up here talking. Nah, say what you want. I mean, you're going to do it anyway. Most of y'all that saying shit, y'all ain't even got no picture on y'all icon. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just, it ain't even a picture there. Like, you just talking. So, no, but thanks, because it helps out the algorithm. I don't want y'all to stop. I really don't, you know. I understand now that I'm seeing from the content I'm posting that people are engaging with each other. And they going back and forth with each other. And then, look, I'm not going to jump in the argument, even if I pose a question. But what I would like to know is that why is the talk of reparation so taboo? I really don't get it. Like, I really don't understand it. Like a person really thinks that when we talk about reparations, it comes from a place of begging. Like, people really got it in their mind that we want to beg for something. And that's really crazy about what people feel like somebody is owed. And I hear all the time how people talk about, yo, somebody owe me this, they owe me that, I'm trying to get it. And I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to do that. And look, man, that shit corny. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Anybody that runs around their life talking about they can't trust people is the main people who you cannot trust. I promise you that. Because you got to be able to believe people, and you got to trust people. When people show you who they are, you got to trust that. So walking around here talking about you don't trust people, don't do nothing but hurt your own self. So that means you ain't trustworthy either, because you got to be somebody that be able to stand on, you know, exactly what you got going on out here. Like, you can't stand on that? Like, nah, I'm good. And speaking of standing on stuff, I just want to say, shout out to my mini-me, yo. All right, so my mini-me, RJ. All right, so today was his first day of these, little soccer. Like, they got, for toddlers, they got these little soccer class, right, where, you know, they trying to teach you the fundamentals of soccer and all that other stuff at a really young age. You know, try to give you some basic fundamentals of it. So I just want to say, I'm proud and I'm embarrassed. It's both. Like, it's totally both. Like, I can't be totally mad at him. And then I did have to be like, well, damn, RJ, because, you know, for my son, all right. So he just wants to run. That's his thing, running. Like, he do not walk at all. Like, he don't even walk to come to you, or he runs. Everything he do is a running situation. He gonna run. So when it's an indoor spot, right? So when he get, you know, when I get there, you know, that whole open area that he saw, that's all he saw was freedom. The guy was wilding. He was taking balls and throwing them over on the other kids' classes. You know, like, they had these long, like, foam separators to separate the classes. And I think there was, like, ages and stuff like that. You know, not my son. My son was taking the balls from his side and just throwing them, bow, over on the other side. You know, kids over there talking about, these ain't our balls. And RJ is throwing the balls over there. Like, boom. He not listening to nothing the instructors is trying to say or do or trying to show the cat. He ain't even with that. He don't care about none of that. He was running around. And to the point where, you know, they was even doing bubbles for the kids, like, you know, for them to kind of, you know, get it, you know, not my son. My son looked at a couple of bubbles. He reached for a couple, and that was it. He was out, running around. And so, like, I'm like, yo, damn, he kicks everything he can. He throws everything he can. I would think this would be a slam dunk. He'll love this. Nah, well, We're going to have to keep them going. You know, I guess this can't be a one and done. But, you know, after today, I'm going to be honest with y'all, y'all. I don't know if I even want him to go back because them people probably going to kick him out. He ain't even two yet. Like, he probably going to get kicked out. It's probably going to be his first kick out situation. You know, because, hey, that's the type of vibe he on. He was taking other cats. Oh, man. You know, anyway. Like I said, you know, congratulations to my mini-me. Double salute to you, RJ. You did amazing today and bad at the same time. So thank you because, you know, it could have went totally bad. So shout out to my mini-me. All right, so let's get into the show. Now, we are living in a time where being blind is not it. This is not the time for us to be walking around here acting like we cannot see what's right in front of us. All right, y'all, let's pay attention, right? Let's pay attention to a couple of things. First of all, let's pay attention to how as long as they have distractions out there, it's things going on in the background that I think all of us are just not really paying attention to, and it's affecting us, right? So in the background, you know, everything that's been happening behind the presidential debate has everybody in a place of fear. And I don't mean everyone. I mean most of the people who are Democrats. Right. All the Democrats are in fear, which innately it kind of means that black people are in fear, which is corny that we are so blindly associated with a group that has not proven themselves to us at all. But we're so blindly dedicated to a group of people and that we just completely overlook facts. We completely overlook facts. Now, we thinking about. Everybody's talking about who's going to be next. They're going to replace him because now the Democrats are talking about, yo, we about to replace your boy. Now, remember, this is sparking conversation. We talk about everything. This is not a political platform at all. This ain't a religious platform at all. This is a platform where we conversate. We talk about everything. Tonight, I don't have any guests, but if you are watching and you want to jump in the chat, you can always jump in the chat and we can chop it up. But what I want to say is that now they're talking about Kamala Harris. Is the closest person or has the strongest approval rating to actually take his place. And I don't know what makes them think that's going to work at all. Because no matter what her approval rate, as far as that goes, we now know after the debate, no matter who they put in there, they are automatic puppet. Automatic. Right? Because we can tell just by the way Joe Biden's whole performance was that he ain't running the government right now. Like, he ain't been running it. All these decisions that's being made is being made by powerful, really, really rich people in the background. So we understand that this is the party that's in power right now, and everyone associated with them, all the people that helped them to get there, all their donors, all of the people that is saying to them, like, hey, we want to make sure that we keep this going on, is the people who are in the background running it. So when y'all think about these proxy wars, when y'all think about Putin, when y'all think about, you know, Israel, and when y'all think about Gaza, y'all think about all these different things. Remember, it just looked like Joe Biden ain't making none of these decisions, yo. The food. Think about how you got to read almost every package of food that you buy out of the grocery store to make sure that it doesn't have the label bioengineered food. And then after a while, they're going to find a way to hide that in the packaging because they're going to see how people are getting smart and not buying the dumb shit. But think about how many people buying, think about fruit, like strawberries, for example. You know how many people be OD'ing on strawberries in the wintertime knowing good and well that they're not in season. And they this ripe and red. What you telling me, that they was holding on in December from strawberries they had in August? Like, y'all bugging. Y'all are bugging. This, if we can't see that, and then how often did you ever eat an apple and once you opened it, bit it, cut it, whatever it did, it didn't immediately in like the first 3-4 seconds start to turn brown? Because that was a real apple, a real organic apple. Now you could cut an apple and that shit will stay open for three weeks probably, and it still won't do nothing but dry out. It won't get brown. So y'all know that the food, The fact that we're importing almost 80% of our beef from another country, we got all this farmland out here. Like, it should be nothing that we importing from other countries that we don't, that we can't right now, that we can't do ourselves. They are talking about all of the things that's in the chicken, where the chickens are being imported. The meat is being imported. And then you think about where it's being imported from, the countries that it's being imported from. And then you think about how it's always connected to that daggone Bill Gates. Like, it always come back around to him, and he owning the shit. And then we just steady, and all of these things are getting passed right in front of us. It's like it's being passed right in front of us. It's keeping everybody sick. It's keeping the pharmaceutical company wide open and people dependent. And we are thinking about only voting for one candidate. Like, we can only see Democrat because they talking about what Trump is. And I'm like, all the people who are keep yelling that blonde shit out is retarded to me, because we have 4 years of Trump that we can go by. Why didn't he do none of that stuff that y'all keep saying he gonna do? And then we got these years that we had your boy. So I'm talking about, what's the balance? Why can't we be independent? Why do we have to be the Republican or Democrat? Why do we have to be either or? Like, why can't we be independent? Why can't we be a group of people who are focused on the issues and not the color and not the all this other shit? Why can't we be focused on the issues, right? It's sad that we cannot do that as a group of people, because if you kind of really think about it, at the end of the day, the more that we work together, the better off it's going to be for us anyway. I really don't understand. Like, if you kind of think about this country, you know, half the country is black and brown. Half the country is black and brown. I mean, come on. Half the country is. And then if you think about the poor whites, or the people who consider poor whites. Now, can you imagine if all of these people actually got together, you know, and they decided to say that to themselves, like, yo, we sick of living this way. We going to pull our resources together. We're going to come together and create a community where we can build on our own. We're going to build our own supermarkets. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to farm our own land. We're going to learn it. Because think about it. If you kind of look at the farms that they do have over here, they got the Latinos mostly working on the farms anyway. They know what's going on out there. I bet. So then you got those of us who got so much land that's been passed down in our family, we just sitting on, and we taxes has taken so much property from us because people just don't know what to do. They have no imagination. They have no imagination because everybody's been indoctrinated through school so much that you do not have an imagination, and it's hard for you to look at something and see the beauty in it without seeing the problem right in front of it. Why do you think so many times that we come together, the first thing people want to talk about is the problem? People never really want to talk about the solution. They always want to talk about the problem, and I think that's where the issue lies. We shouldn't have to always focus on that. Right? We shouldn't, because it's the mindset thing that we got to change. It's not so much that we talking about how much money we make. We got to change our mindset, right? We got to change the way that we think about things in life. We can't continue to act like that we can't see what the wealthy is doing and we can't emulate that. We keep thinking that we need money. We need their money in order to live their life. No, we need the knowledge. If we get the knowledge, then we could do. Change the way you think. Like, pull together. Like, here you go. All right, bet. So, listen, we're going to get into some screen sharing, all right? Because I want to get some information out to y'all. I want y'all to see it from people who are wealthy, so it doesn't just seem like Robbie up here just talking and shit. Because the one thing that people don't see, they don't see all the hustle and all the things that I do in the background. They don't see everything that it takes in order to maintain the show. Like, even tonight, like, I was 10 minutes late tonight. Why? Technically, because I just wanted to make sure that I had my computer updated the right way. I had no idea it was going to take over an hour to do that. It's never taken that long. But when you are in the right vibration and you're doing something positive, then you got to face the opposition, right? Because it's right there in front of you. And it also proves who you are as a person, like whether you're going to face what you got to deal with, or you're going to turn around and run. And remember, like they say, the only way that you can deal with the demons in your life is to face them. Think about that shit. There's so many people running away from their demons. So many people running away from their past. So many people running away from their trauma. They use every escape method that they can. And then you got some people who really, really, literally think that they're never wrong. Wow. But at any given time, you know what I'm saying? Long as you're a person that's always set to be honest, even when it's not appropriate. You know, some people need a stroke of their ego sometimes. Sometimes you got to tell people things are good when it's bad, right? Think about your children's first drawings that they come. Them shits be terrible, but you got to tell them it's good. Because if you don't tell them it's good, then they're going to stop. The only way they're going to get better is practice. So as long as they feel like from you that they getting the motivation they need, it's a lot. That whole motivation thing and people together, I got it for y'all. But right now, I'm going to share my screen with y'all because I want to show y'all something about when we think about mindset. I know earlier when I first jumped on, I said, listen, the way that you look at money will change the way that you have money. And I know. For most people, they think, nah, it ain't that. I got to do this. I got to have this. I got to work more hours. I got to do more things. And it's really just this right here. And so let's hear it from a millionaire himself, all right? On how he became a millionaire. But, you know, more so than not what he chose in order for him to get his money, it's the way that he had to figure out how to think in order to get to what his wealth was, all right? So let's do this real quick. I'm gonna pull this up because we gotta make sure that we get this off, y'all. I don't want y'all to not get this information, man. Right? Because that's what it's about. The information. And I'm with it. So let's check this out real quick.
The difference between poor people, rich people, and middle class people is not how much money they make. And it's not even how much money they have. The difference between rich people, middle class people, and poor people is what they believe the purpose of money is. Poor people believe the purpose of money is to pay bills. That's the primary purpose of money in the mind of a poor person, pay bills. So the only reason they go to work every day is so they can get some money on Friday and hand it over to somebody else. Middle class people think the primary purpose of money is to establish good credit so they can buy things they can't afford and pay it off over time. Rich people understand that the primary purpose of money is to turn it into more money. So I'm going to take the money that I make, turn it into more money than I had, and then and only then can I be wealthy. I can only be wealthy if I hold on to my money long enough for it to get pregnant and have some babies. I want to take every $100 bill I get and put it in the money maternity ward. That's the mindset that is necessary to develop the skill. The difference between.
I bet. So that was a quick one, right? Right. That was a quick one. But, you know, I want to. Y'all to get that right from somebody else, somebody who's already done it, somebody who's proven the concept, whose proof of concept actually worked. Now you can go and I want y'all to go back. If y'all looking at the playback, y'all can always pause the video and y'all can get their tags, the social media tags of both people. You can get the social media tag of the young lady that did the first response to it, so that way, you know, because she does a lot of things where I think she helps people with credit too as well. So if you kind of really just think about it, the mindset of a person who is wealthy or who is rich, so they say, is the way that they look at money. Money is used to make more money. The Richest Man in Babylon, I read that book. Well, audio book, I listened to it, right? Richest Man in Babylon. He was able to become more wealthy than a king. Because he was able to look at how to invest his money. Whenever he got money, he didn't spend it. He invested it. And I thought about that too. Like, how many people go to Target? How many people shop at Walmart? How many people, why wouldn't you invest in these companies that you spend your money in? And this is not financial advice. This is just what I'm saying to y'all as the thought process. Imagine over the course of 5 years, you take over the course of 5 years and then the money that you would have spent in Target, imagine, like, you love Target and you go spend money there. Now, can you imagine, like, out of every month, you just put $100 in a Target stock Every month you take $100 out. If you get paid twice a month, you take $50 every time you get paid and you put it in the target stock. Remember, it's not financial advice. It's just a thought process. And you put it in target stock and you did that for 5 years. It's $50. If you take $50, you know, if you kind of break that $50 down, that's all snack money. That's all snack. If you're a person that eats snacks, that's nothing but snack money. Take $100 a month. You put it in there for 5 years and you just leave it alone. Next thing you know, you're looking at the stock. You like, wait a minute, hold up. I got this done did this in 5 years. And it's like, yeah. So then now when you go into Target, now every month you could kind of look at this because some companies pay what is called a dividend. And what that means is that they have to give their investors, they don't have to, but this is the way it's set up for them to give their investors part of the profit. So it comes to you. So the more that you put in, the more when it comes down to those dividend payouts that they pay you. And now that has nothing to do with the way that your money is growing based off the stock itself. So think about that. It's not like they pay you a dividend off of the money that you're making off of the stock investment. No, you just invested in the stock that pays dividends. They pay a portion of that, the profits, to their investors. That's different. So then now you can go up there on Google and look at what companies pay out a dividend. What public companies on the NASDAQ, what Fortune 500 companies pay out a dividend? And then you can go and you can go there. You can say, hey, I got Apple products and Apple pay out a dividend. I bet. So if you already got an iPhone, if you got a Samsung, you got an iPhone, you got, why wouldn't you already be investing in the stock? You paying your bill every month. That's helping the stock grow. That's bringing revenue to the stock. Guess what it's going to do? It's going to continue to grow. Guess what your money going to do? It's going to grow. You're a part of the ecosystem. Eventually, you won't even be paying for your cell phone bill because of the fact of the money that you're making off the investment. Your cell phone bill will mess around and be free. That's the mindset that I'm talking about. Using money to make money while you sleep. And yes, the stock market goes up and down. Yes, crypto goes up and down. We're not talking about the day-to-day. We're talking about the time. We want to invest. We want that shit to keep going. We're thinking about the next 10 years. We're thinking about the next 15 years. Like, we're not worried about if the stock went up 1,000 points today and it went down 10 points. Yeah, that ain't what it's about. We're looking at the strength of the company. Look at the company. How long has the company been around? And then you can sit up here and think about it in that space. Like, yeah, this is what we're going to do. But I've been telling y'all for the longest, man, it's a way for you to do things. You just got to be willing to be that person that does it. You cannot be a person that doesn't look at it from that standpoint. You got to be a person that looks at it from, okay, I know what this is. I know what this is. This is how money is being used by the people who have the most. So let me do that. Let me think about that. Let me at least try to figure out what can I do like them, right? I bet. Also, we know that the more people that work together, the better that it comes out, right? Because we know how teamwork is. And sometimes I think people look at it from a whole other standpoint. They think that they got to do it all by themselves. It got to be them and that's it. They don't understand the power of teamwork, of the power of people actually working together, the power of more. Like, people still haven't developed that concept because somewhere along the line, people have made us to feel like, yo, you got to only look out for yourself. You got to only do you and you can only be you. But when you live in a purpose, I promise, if you live in a purpose and you're on your purpose-driven life, God is going to send people to you to make sure that purpose is fulfilled. You, long as you on a purpose. Now, if you fall off and you do all these other things based on free will, that's going to be on you. But the purpose, the reason why you was born is still there. So that little crackhead that y'all know, the person sleeping under that bridge, their purpose is still there just lying dormant. They're not here for no reason. They're not here to be a crackhead. They're not here to be homeless. They're not here to be under a bridge or a park bench. That's not their purpose. They just haven't figured out their purpose. They allow other things to get in the way of their purpose. So now they just seem like that. But some of the world's most brilliant people right now is in a bridge or in a tent in somebody's woods somewhere because of decisions that they made and not having people to see them for that. You know how many men are homeless right now because they believed in themselves, but the people around them didn't, and they took a chance and it didn't work. And so the people, instead of them looking at the fact that he took the chance, they used the fact to be right because of what they believe. And then they shunned them. They turned their back on them. And now they out in the street because they tried, not knowing if they'd have just held on a little longer, allowed them to get back on their feet, pick themselves up and then keep going. Bam. Shit could have turned around for them. Because there are people in this world who y'all think is just been born rich and they wasn't. It's people out here who really had a real partner in their life in order for them to be able to succeed the way that they did. Succeed the way that they did. Because everything ain't always the way it seems. So I want to play another video. I'm going to share another screen with y'all. But this time I'm going to share it from a person that I know all of y'all know is wealthy, right? The owners and the CEO of Starbucks, the original CEO of Starbucks, right? So I want to play a video about, because I know for me, myself, my whole journey into being an entrepreneur or being someone that believes in the talent that God gave them, because that's the one thing that I got for free that I never had to pay for, was what God gave me. And for some reason, people think that the talent that God gave them is supposed to have a certain price on it if they don't be a certain place. So, for example, if you rap, if you sing, if you're an artist, if you draw, if you do any of these other things, just because you've never had a record deal, or just because you've never been in a big blockbuster movie like the Marvel movies, or just because you never had a painting that's up in one of the White Houses or somebody's, you know, just because you don't have these things don't mean that that wasn't your gift, like that you can't still live and use your gift. It's so many people who never had a record deal who's making way more money than those that have a record deal just by licensing their music to movies and television right now. You never hear them on the radio. You won't find them on YouTube unless you know them to look them up. They're not going to come across your feed. But when you go watch these movies on these Netflix, on these Tubis, and all these other things, and you get to those action scenes, or you get into these lovemaking scenes or whatever, and you be like, yo, the songs on there be thorough. It be these people licensing their music, getting paid off of their God-given gift. And guess what? They didn't have to sign nobody's contract. They didn't have to sign their life away to give somebody else permission over the gift that was given to them for free. Can you imagine that? Right? Can you imagine how many people sign a contract right now and give somebody else permission over the gift that God gave them? What? Huh? That's crazy. But let's get into this next video, because I want y'all to look at this, right? I want y'all to look at what happens when people, I was having this conversation earlier, and it's a thing when I say about people believing in you. There's a thing when people say they believe in you, and it's a thing when people show you, right? Because everybody is not going to get the vision. But boy, those people that do, let me tell you something. It changes your life. So I'm going to share my screen again, because y'all, check out my man, you know, the original owner, the CEO of Starbucks. Now, kind of think about how Starbucks started. Starbucks started as one barista, one, until what it is today. It's all over the world, everywhere. It's like the most addicted coffee. I don't know how it is. It'd be lines wrapped around a building for this coffee, right? And the coffee is mad bougie. You got to know how to break this damn coffee down in order for you to order. You can't just go in there and be like, yo, let me get a coffee with this. Nah, you got to go with this, squeeze half, and all this corny shit. But check this out, though, because, you got to believe it. It ain't just because of your skin color, yo. Word up.
Working as a barista with Dave Olson and other people to keep the cost down. We were behind the counter and I had no salary. I had no salary for almost 2 years while Sherry was working pregnant with our first child.
So looking increasingly worse from a traditional perspective of leaving a high quality job, moving across the country. Then just a couple years later, here you are not making any money again.
It gets worse. Sherry is 6-7 months pregnant. She's working. Her parents visit you. father asked me to take a walk.
Oh, no.
God is my witness, true story. Take a walk, and he says, whatever you're doing, I respect it, but it's not a job. It's a hobby. You need to get a job. My daughter's pregnant. She's working. You're not. I start crying. And come home at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever it is. I don't say a word. Completely shaken by the whole conversation. Her parents go to bed after dinner. I'm sitting with Sherry, and I said, I got to tell you something happened. She was so angry at her dad and so upset. And she said, there's no way we're turning around. We are going. So she is the glue to everything that's happened. The whole thing could have been over. And I was working.
So, yo, think about that. I really had to make sure that y'all understand, because y'all know now this guy's a whole billionaire, right? But the way that his father-in-law looked at him and his purpose and his vision was that of, look, my daughter's the one working. She's 7 months pregnant. You're not working. You're just in your dream. You're in your belief. She's paying all the bills. She's also pregnant at the same time. So not only is she taking care of everything as far as the financials is concerned, she's also having to deal with her own physical and mental situation that she has going on with the changes in her body and her hormones and everything, because she is carrying a child. And so for the most people, they would have looked at that like, yeah, you know, you never know. But I know in this day and age, the women that you run across, they would have never looked at it the way that this woman looked at it. They would have looked at what their dad said is right. And you never know how many people be thinking that, even if they never say it, right? For those of you, when you are a man and you believe in a dream, that doesn't actually bring in the money right away. Now, he walked away from a really high-paying job as a CEO, you know, as a regular corporate job that was making really good money in order for him to start Starbucks. To the point where he had to just be in it, to the point where they, whatever money came in, they had to reinvest it right back in the business. They paid the employees because he was the owner. He did not take a salary, which means that he worked for free. It's how other people would look at it. But in actuality, he was investing in his dream and in his vision and his purpose. And he just so happened to have a partner that saw the vision too, or was enlightened by the vision. But she didn't mind taking on the burden. Now, there's a lot of people who would not do that. They'll know that their partner is somebody that's something to reckon with. They know that the person has dedication. They know that the person is not going to let it just go any type of way. But will they be the person that will sit back and allow you to really pursue that vision in order to make it, because you need that time? Because think about it. There was no way that he could have started Starbucks while still working. For the most part, people would have said, why you ain't just start Starbucks and then just do it on the weekend, right? Why wouldn't you just do that on the weekend? Why would you just, you know, just jump out the window and just do Starbucks now? You could have waited to do Starbucks. You didn't have to do Starbucks right now. Or you could have started off slow where you could have just went and did trade shows, but you could have still kept your job. Like, nobody believes in how if you go 100% into something, how your life can change. Because it's scary. It's scary, the thought of jumping off that cliff. Because how many people, I know me for example, I ain't doing no bungee jumping. Because I don't live on the thrill of that. But I get the concept of it. I just ain't going to do it. But it's people who want to jump out of planes and do parachutes. I'm not trying to do a parachute, right? But I get the concept of why people do it. I get it. It's a thing where you feel like, yo, listen, if I'm gonna do something that I don't always do. I'm gonna do something that I don't always do, and I'm gonna take the chance. And that's what people do. But in some instances, you got people who have a dream, have a vision, and have a goal, but they just don't have the support. Some people got the support as long as it's based on a condition. Like, believing in a person and then showing support, it's a different scenario, right? Because there's different levels of belief. Some people only believe in you because enough for them to just stick around believing that you might make it somewhere so they could feel a sense of entitlement. You know, they only do the bare minimum just so they could say that they did something. versus them looking at it as, why are you counting what you do? That should be a red flag to the person that's on the journey. Anytime people bring up what they do, that's an automatic red flag that they don't really support you. They only support enough to make sure that they get some type of entitlement to whatever success that might come your way. So they do the bare minimum. They do the slight little things, but do they really look at you and see your needs? No. Like, most people don't see your needs. And that goes back to whoever you consider friends as well, too. Everybody don't see your needs. You know, they'll see if something wrong. You know, they got this thing where people, everybody got an intuition. Men got an intuition. Women got an intuition. It seems like everybody got an intuition, but they can't tell when a person has a need. Their intuition don't kick in when that come in. Their intuition don't kick in when they feel like, you know, somebody is not happy. But, boy, let them think you cheating. Them motherfuckers, that shit'll kick in a heartbeat, won't it? Them motherfuckers will go through any type of scenario to try to figure out if you're cheating. They'll get programs, they'll do all other kind of shit. But those people won't pay for programs that has to do with what you're doing in order for you to get more education, or them to get more education on how to help you. I bet you they won't do that. So support comes from people who feel like that is their version of support until they need it. So remember, this guy started Starbucks, and everybody know how successful Starbucks is right now. Like he said, his wife was the glue because she believed in him. She didn't just believe in him. She supported him by supporting the household, where most people feel like a man's job is to be the provider at all costs versus him being the provider for the and maintaining the future. Now, just imagine the generational wealth that Starbucks is going to be able to pass down based off of her, him, and that child that she was carrying at that particular time. Now imagine the generational wealth that'll be able to be passed down. Now imagine if everybody would have been on their on her father bag, and what he was saying, what he was thinking, and how his thought process is, how the average person thought process is. Guess where they would have been at? Y'all would have saw Starbucks? No. Y'all would have saw Starbucks? No. I don't know. Some people say, I don't drink Starbucks, so I can care less about Starbucks at all. But, I mean, to the people that spend their money there daily, I think they do it for a reason. They must like the coffee that come out of there. So imagine the person that created it would not have had the opportunity to create it. Would y'all would have thought about that as well? No, they wouldn't have. So I got another video. We're going to talk about this because I'm telling y'all, man, this is a journey. If you're a content creator, if you're an artist, if you are an entrepreneur and that's your mindset, this is a journey. You got to make some tough decisions. You're going to have to keep going when nobody else is going to go with you. The sad part about it, a lot of us do have to go by ourselves. We do have to think for ourselves. We have to keep using our imagination because the people around us are so programmed. Entitlement is a bad thing, y'all. Entitlement is like a drug, too. So let's get back to it. I want to share my screen because, you know, I want y'all to hear it from other people, too, not just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I could sit here all day and talk about it. I think the people that be around me enough understand the energy that I give off, but I don't want them to think that, you know, to anyone that's been filming with me or, you know, any people that I've ever done the music with, any of the people I've ever been in relationships with, I want them to understand that this thing that I speak is not a solo energy. This is an energy that floats around. I'm not the only one. These are very successful people, and the people that are around them that they have are the people that were supposed to be there. I promise you. If you are in your purpose, God is going to send you what you need. You don't have to worry about people and who's there and who's not there. I promise you. Let me share this screen. Let's get to it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, life is life and out here. Let's get to it. Let's see. Let's get to this.
A woman said to me the other day, what do you think is one of the number one dating problems? I said, if I tell you, you ain't going to want to hear it. She said, no. I said, I'm going to tell you. She said, what? I said, in most cases, a man has to change for a relationship because women want men to be a particular way. But anytime a man remotely tells them about themselves of what they want, you have to accept them for them. And that's a problem. You want a grown person to change for you, but you're not willing to change for the grown up. In most cases, most men don't complain a lot about what they want. You talk about in most cases, lady, you get in your feelings, you're in denial, unless you dated some very weak men. If you dated some very weak man, please do not jump in this conversation, because you're going to use your very weak man and make that the standard. In most cases, most men complain less about what they want in relationships. And most women think they're better in relationships they are, because most men don't complain as much.
Now think about this, yo. And that goes into the video I played earlier, where there's a mindset to what happened with the guy that's the CEO of Starbucks versus the guy who people don't see as the CEO of anything. They pretty much just see you trying. They may think that you're going to do, but they don't see you as a CEO. They don't see you as that. You know, one thing that I do realize is that when it comes to relationship between men and women, what you want out of a man is how you speak to him. You speak to the thing in him that you want to be out of him. So if you know that your man is a king, then you got to speak to the king. You can't speak to the fool in him, because the fool in him is what he needs in order for him to be able to make those. He got to take the risk. How many people you think was told that man that started Starbucks that he was a fool for quitting his job just to go make some coffee and don't get paid for it? How many people you think that he ran across that told him he was crazy for that? Think about it. How many people that you think that he told that he was about to start this Starbucks company, and then people were like, but you just dropped out? I mean, you stopped working in order to make coffee when coffee is everywhere. You can go to a gas station and get coffee, B. But Dunkin' Donuts sell coffee. McDonald's sell coffee. Everybody got coffee. Like, you going to stop what you doing for coffee? And he was like, nah, I got this type of coffee. And it was like, but it's still coffee. Why would you do this instead of understanding the difference between when you got a vision and you believe in yourself versus what other people think? And I promise you, if you kind of think about it, this man would have never, ever in his life created Starbucks if he had the opposite of what the last video guy just talked about, you know, because that is the problem between men and women. If you think about in a lot of relationships, when it comes down to you having a partner, a lot of people don't make certain decisions in their life because of the partner that they have. They don't have a supportive partner. They don't have a partner that believes in them. They have a partner who just feels that, you know, it's a relationship is a certain way. That's the way they see it. They don't understand that you got to put in late hours. They don't understand that you got to put in miles into it when you got to drive to these different places. And then people don't understand balance either, because sometimes you got people in a relationship where both of them are have a purpose and have a vision. Now, in that case, then that means that it's some compromising that has to go involved, right? That means that people are going to have to be willing to work together at an even higher rate, because it's going to take more sacrificing, because that means that both of these people at some given time or point going to have to be separate in their journey and their purpose. And you got to be willing to support the other person, even if it ain't your thing. It doesn't matter if it is. Look, I've seen people who, I knew this couple who used to teach karate, right, back in Jersey. It was a couple. They used to teach karate. They had a karate school, and they would teach different classes, right? They wouldn't teach the class together. They would teach the class separate. And so many people would be like, yo, but why don't y'all just teach the class together? You know what I mean? Why would y'all teach it separate? And then for one, they taught it separate because they both focused on certain concentrations. That's what made it different. They charged the same, but it was two different incomes coming in versus them coming together and having to split that one tuition that was coming in. Even though they didn't split bills or money, you got to think about it. They got to pay their expenses first before they doubled down and lived their life. So they did that as a means of saying to you, like, yo, we're going to work together and we're going to work separate and we're going to put it all together. And that's what they did. And it was a really successful dojo, right? So think about the same concept now. Very seldom do you have people who think that way. Like, yo, if you are able to sacrifice, I'm going to make sure that you get yours done. If this happened for you, I bet. Thank you for making sure this happened for me. I got to make sure that this happens for you. How many people do y'all know that y'all have in your life that look at things from that perspective, right? Do you as a person really consider that as a thing that is really important to you when it comes down to being a partner? Because you got to be a friend, Most people are in relationships with people that they're not friends with. And some people's friendship is only based on condition. They can only be your friend as long as you are, long as they are happy with you. They can't be your friend, because if it's your real friend, you should be able to let that friend is supposed to be able to understand that even when they ain't a part of it, that they are part of it. How many people got a best friend? Best friend don't be with you everywhere you go, people. Yeah, some of y'all got best friends and like the same man. Y'all ain't sharing that man, is y'all? Yeah, all right. Or are you? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I do know this. At the end of the day, you know, people have a vision of what they feel like their life is. And I promise you, you wasn't born with the person. So no shape, form, or fashion can another person come to you and tell you what not to do. But I do realize this. As a man or as a woman, you do have a certain role that you have to play. And in that role that you have to play, once you agree to saying that that's the role you're going to have to play, you're going to have to play it. And if you are a woman that chooses to be led by a certain type of man, then you got to let them lead. If not, then you got to choose the person that you know that you can trust their lead. Or you got to choose a person who's leading in a direction that you're comfortable with. Because no matter what that relationship is, a man's job is to lead. If you don't believe in that, then fine. If you think women are supposed to be equal as men and all that other stuff, then fine. That ain't my business. I don't care nothing about that. All I know is that at the end of the day, statistically, if you look at the way things are, if in anything, if you go to your company, if you go to the average thing, you already working for a man that's leading anyway. I mean, come on. I don't know. Some of y'all got welfare. Some of y'all get Section 8, and the government is the person that's paying it. Who's running the government? I mean, it's a bunch of men, a bunch of old white men running the government. So you still following the lead of a man. You know what I'm saying? So like at some point in time, it's just that when are you going to realize that, you know, if you pick the wrong leader, then it's on you to correct that. Or it might be the right leader. You just might be looking at them the wrong way. I really don't know that. That ain't my business to sell anyway. But what I do understand is that a man's job is to lead. If the person that you have in front of you is not leading you in a way that you can really stand on and believe in, then ladies, you got to find a way to not be led by this person. Fellas, if you are leading people who do not want to be led by you, you got to figure out where your space is so you can be in the right space, because the energy is there. Like I said, you either going to go from being a person that make coffees at vendor events, or you going to turn into Starbucks. And depending on who you got around you, it's going to determine how you going to get there. I promise you. They always say, watch the company you keep. And very seldom people act like they don't understand that. You got to watch the company you keep. It's very important about the people that you have in your life. It's not a thing. It's not fake. It's not something that you can actually just pretty much just kind of live your life walking around acting like that is not a real important thing. That's a real important thing. You got to be mindful of the people that you allow in your life. I'm sorry. We all get it wrong, but then we all got the opportunity to get it right. I mean, it's just the way life is. We can't always walk around that way. So for those of y'all that watch tonight, I definitely appreciate y'all jumping on and checking us out. I hope, if y'all feel any type of way, y'all know what to do. Put your comments in the chat. Let me go to the chat and see what's going on. We got the right. The party in power is not blue or red. It's the 1%. That's 100% a fact, Yessie. The party that is in charge of what's going on right now is not blue or red, left or right. It is the 1%. The people who make the money, the most money, they control the most people. That's just the bottom line. Because there's so many people out here waiting to get paid $100 when they can make $1,000. And that's the mindset of a lot of people. So definitely thank you for that comment, because that is one of those bulls. Is that what a bullseye? Bing, that is definitely a bullseye. Because, you know, your life is going to change whether you want it to or not. So you either got to be prepared for the change or it's going to change for you. That's up to you. Nobody can make you understand that but you. Word. But for all of y'all that jumped on tonight, now I know I jumped on a little late. That's my bad. I apologize because of the technical issues that I had going on. But I wanted y'all to get tonight's message based on that one particular thing. All right? You're going to have to make some tough decisions in your life if you want a different life. Okay? I'm telling y'all, people have been getting laid off left and right. Fortune 500 companies have been laying off staff. They have been sending jobs overseas, y'all. They have no regard. That's why I'm telling y'all, if the presidential debate didn't show y'all who's actually in charge, I don't really know what else to tell y'all. Y'all still going to run down there and blindly give y'all vote away to a Democrat just because that's what we always done? That's because if that's what you want to do, fine, go ahead. You're going to continue to lose your jobs. You're going to continue to be in a position where you're going to have people where you're going to have to be responsible for people that you shouldn't have to. So if you want to get in front of that, I say everybody, start looking into investing. You got a good 10-year window. And I'm only saying that in the sense of the way certain industries are going. Remember, they got robotics coming in. I know some people that said they've been out to Vegas recently and they got real robots doing real things out there, like really wilding in Vegas. So trust me, they're issuing in Skynet, they're issuing in Terminator. It's definitely coming. But in order for you to be one of the people that's not affected by those losses, you got to be a person that understands what investing is. So pay attention, all right, y'all? I bet. So next week's show is going to be crazy. I really want y'all to tune in next week. Yo, I got a live tarot reader, a fortune. Like, yo, this is going to be crazy. Next week's show, we're going to get into some things because spirituality is something that I'm really into. And I want to make sure that I have those type of conversations with people because we understand that those of you that grew up in religion, they was telling y'all that anything outside of the Bible is evil and it's occulted. Which is crazy because the only thing that I've ever read that when it came down to things being done to people has never been done by whoever they consider the devil. So everything can't be as evil as they making it out, right? Or is it based on the way people use it? So these are questions that we got to ask because, look, a man that was on last week talking about Freemasonry, he got into some things I wouldn't want to talk about because it gets really deep. And I'm sure I know you can Google certain things and Freemasonry is on Google, but not every single detail. Trust me. So we didn't say everything, but trust me, it's things that go on with people. They deal with some very, very, very evil things. So spirituality, learning how to protect yourself, learning what things are, and not being afraid to be able to at least tell the difference between what is right and wrong, right? You got to at least be able to tell the difference between it. You can't just be going by what people say. So next week's show going to be mad interesting. So those of y'all that's watching tonight, please, y'all make sure y'all come back to, next week, Tuesday, every Tuesday, 8 p.m. That's what we do. We jump in here and we get busy. I don't have, all the way out to September, I'm pretty much booked out, so I won't have a lot of shows where I can show videos and do reactions as well coming up. But some very interesting conversations that's coming up. So for those of y'all that are out there, and if you want to get on the show, and if you have a very interesting topic, if you have something that you feel like some people need to know, inspiration, things that can help change people's lives, if you got a business, if you want to really get that off, then y'all know what to do. Hit your boy up at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Make sure that if you're new tonight, like and subscribe to the channel. If you're watching me on YouTube, make sure you like this video right now. Make sure you subscribe to the channel so we can keep growing and keep going, all right? So don't forget, sparkingconversation@gmail.com, all right? Now, if you are someone that says to yourself, hey, yo, I like what you got going on, Rob. I want to support you. I want to get in there. I want to buy a T-shirt. I want to just support your movement because I believe in it. You're giving out that info. then y'all know what to do. Y'all can also hit me up on my Linktree/TCMG and the number one. You'll click on that. It'll bring up my links. It'll have a support button right there. You can anonymously support. You can give anything from $1, a 50 cent, or you can go as high as you want. But either way it go, I just want y'all to know that it does nothing but go back into the production. It goes back into making sure that I can continue to bring y'all this information and keep it pushing, all right? Your boy hustling. So I don't say this in order to even feel like I'm begging for people. I'm saying, like, if you feel a need and you want to support your boys, wide open, man, all right? I'm with y'all. All right, so look, I'm about to get out of here, man, because, you know, tonight was one of them nights, and I definitely appreciate y'all jumping on, man. I came on, and I hope that those of y'all that watched tonight understand what I was talking about tonight. Number one, support. Number two is belief. And number three is that you are going to have to be a person that goes whenever nobody else goes. You're going to have to be that one. You're going to have to be that one that live and die by your dream and your vision. Right? And understand that your dream and vision should be something that is a part of you, whether you're getting paid or not. If you can only get paid for what you feel like is a goal or a vision of yours, that ain't your purpose. I'm just saying, it ain't your purpose. I'm coming up on 100 shows. I don't get paid to podcast. You get what I'm saying? I understand that people do get paid to podcast, and I understand that there is money in podcasting, but I do also understand that I give out information, and I also talk to people who got real stories. That ain't going to go viral fast. That's not going to be a place where I have to worry about it. So this is a purpose. This is a passion of mine, so I'm going to keep going, regardless of what it looked like. So I hope people can at least respect me, respect that about me if they don't respect nothing else. That your boy going to keep going and he going to push, because I have reasons why I do what I do. I don't do it for me. I do it for those that come behind me, right? And so double salute to y'all that watched tonight, right? Double salute to y'all that's going to watch the playbacks. And double salute to y'all that continue to join me each and every week on these Tuesdays at 8 p.m. as we bring y'all this real. And don't forget, next week, we got some real stuff going on. We got some spiritual things going on. I want y'all to join that conversation as well. So I'm out of here, y'all. And I want y'all to have a good night, a good evening. I want y'all to have a good week until next week when we get back together again and we chop it up and we spark and conversate. But remember, keep pushing, because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.